While Tropical Storm Isaac approaches the U.S., it has already reached Haiti, where there are serious concerns for the well-being of Haiti's large earthquake-displaced population. Hundreds of thousands of Haitians are still living in tents and non-permanent housing and are jeopardized by this storm. WBAI's Lucas Reckhouse spoke with Melinda Miles, director of Let Haiti Live and a member of the Under Tents campaign, about the situation on the ground in Haiti.
Now, it's been about 32 months since the earthquake struck, and there are still about 400,000 people officially living in these tent communities. Many more people have been evicted forcibly and illegally from the areas where they were sheltering. When Tropical Storm Isaac hit Port-au-Prince on Friday night and on Saturday, what we saw was extreme amounts of flooding from the sheer amount of rainfall that happened. A lot of tents were destroyed, tin roofs were torn off of even temporary and transitional shelters, and just further exacerbating the problem. One other element of the situation that's very concerning is that with this flooding and, as of today, standing water throughout the capital area, there's a lot of concern that we'll see a huge spike in the number of cholera cases that are reported. In terms of the government of Haiti, I think that the government's efforts have focused more on removing people from the heavily trafficked areas, the parks of the affluent suburbs, and also the parks near Haiti's National Palace. However, these people were not carefully relocated in any way. With the housing situation as it is, so few houses rebuilt since the quake, it's nearly impossible to find any kind of apartment or home to rent at a reasonable price. So I think that the government's efforts have largely been a failure, and they have resorted many times to illegal forced evictions, which are a violation of basic human rights. However, at the same time, we have to recognize that billions of dollars of aid were made available through non-governmental organizations and donor governments to help the people of Haiti, and it's been very disappointing and shameful, in my opinion, to see how few permanent housing solutions have been created.
One of the big international organizations that has drawn a lot of attention, at least in the United States, for providing aid to Haiti has been the Bush-Clinton Foundation, of which one of their purported goals is to rebuild housing for Haitians, and I know that they have received large amounts of money in aid. Can you tell me what's the major barrier for that money finding its way to the Haitian people?
Well, I think with the Bush-Clinton Foundation, one thing that we need to recognize right off the bat is that Bill Clinton, in his role as a UN Special Envoy and as a special friend of Haiti, has really been promoting a tourism industry export-oriented development plan for the country. And so in the aftermath of the earthquake, a lot of the funds that he has had control over or leadership in have not gone to serve the poorest Haitians and those who are the most vulnerable and the real victims of the earthquake. Instead, we see funding going towards completing construction of five-star hotels, the idea being that Haiti needs investment, and the only way to attract it is to make sure that you are providing the kinds of accommodations that wealthy business people might be willing to stay in. It's not only the Clinton and the Clinton-Bush Fund, but it's most of the major NGOs have run into obstacles with securing housing or creating housing or building new housing for internally displaced people. One of the major excuses is that land is not available. However, we know this isn't true. The government of Haiti has a lot of land. And so it's not only international actors who have failed in this case, it's also the Haitian government.
Does the government have any type of emergency contingency plans in place to deal with the after effects of this tropical storm or any future ones?
This is maybe the first time we've really seen the government of Haiti spring more into action than in the past. However, less than 1% of the money from earthquake relief went through the Haitian government. And so they're really dealing with a competition where it's non-governmental organizations who have the bulk of the funds, and they're not accountable to the Haitian government. They're not accountable to the Haitian people. So I think as big of an improvement as it was to see the Haitian government respond to this crisis, they don't really have the big resources in hand that they need.
As the situation stands right now, what do you see the future of Haiti looking like in the next 5 years?
Haiti is scheduled to have some elections this fall for legislative positions as well as local government, and then, of course, President Martelly's term will end in the next 5 years, and a new president will need to be elected. And so I think a lot of this will depend on what kind of government Haiti has in place. I think that the Martelly government, his administration, is, like Bill Clinton, very pro-export, pro-tourist, pro-factory as ways of developing the country, whereas what we need to see, and what I hope to see, is that a more vibrant movement will emerge from the population to really pressure their government through civic engagement and other forms of organizing to meet their needs. And the Haitian people are calling for very simple things like opportunities to work so that they can find new homes, put their children in school, and meet their basic needs. Historically, it's been a struggle between the small, powerful, and wealthy Haitian people who are aligned with the international community and sort of the major population of Haiti, which has really been struggling just to find work so that they can have life with dignity.
Melinda Miles is the director of Let Haiti Live. She spoke with WBAI's Lucas Reckhouse.